You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Donald J. Trump, former United States president and the reason America will be paying for decades of therapy. It has been 5 months since Trump was indefinitely suspended from Facebook for the minor infraction of trying to overthrow the government. I mean, who hasn't done that? But today brought some new clarity on where you will and won't be seeing Trump online going forward.
Decision day this morning in a Facebook face-off with the company's independent oversight board upholding the decision to keep former President Donald Trump off the platform, at least for now. But the board, a kind of Supreme Court for Facebook, says it's not appropriate for the company to just make the ban indefinite, giving Facebook 6 months to review its decision.
And Donald Trump already moving on from the traditional social media sites ahead of the decision. He's launched his own new blog called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump. The blog post are formatted like tweets and include options for people to post the content on other social media sites. People can sign up for alerts so they know when the former president writes something.
Hold up! This dude has been saying for months that he's gonna create a whole new social media platform to rival Twitter and Facebook, and he just ended up making a blog? And not just that, he's called the blog From the Desk of Donald Trump, when we know for a fact that he doesn't spend any time there. I mean, you might as well call it From the Juice Bar of Donald Trump. But I get it. You know, Trump had to do something to distract from the fact that he lost his appeal to get back on Facebook. Or as he put it,
we won this appeal in a landslide. Everyone knows it. So many victories.
And look, I get why Facebook extended Trump's suspension, but you have to admit, it does seem pretty unfair to ban him from a website that began as a way to rate women's looks. Oh, and just as a side note, it's crazy that Facebook even has a Supreme Court to make these decisions. What's even crazier is Mitch McConnell has already appointed four of its justices.
If you've got a court, well, I'm filling it.
Donald Trump may have lost the 2020 election, but that's only if you count all the votes against him. The good news, though, is that doesn't mean he walked away from the race empty-handed.
Well, Trump supporters may have gotten or given more than they bargained for when they donated to his reelection campaign. A New York Times investigation found the people who thought they were sending a single donation were charged over and over again by his campaign operation and what the Times calls an intentional scheme to boost revenue. Recurring online donations were set up by default. Here is how that fine print disclaimer looked. Take a look at this. It was buried. That tiny line at the bottom of the first yellow box calls for a weekly recurring donation.
Hundreds of thousands of people had money withdrawn without their knowledge, leading to a record amount of fraud claims against more than $64 million in refunds in the last months of 2020.
The 63-year-old man willingly initially contributed $500 to the Trump campaign when the man had his bank account repeatedly charged $500 several times in the weeks to come to the tune of $3,000 in less than 30 days.
God damn. Say what you want about Donald Trump, But this man is a legend. His last act as president was to rob his own supporters. They loved him so much, they stormed the Capitol for him. And meanwhile, he was like, "You go on ahead. I'll watch your stuff. Leave your wallet here, Bobby. I got you." What's most surprising to me is that Trump's base didn't expect this from him. Because guys, if you know Donald Trump at all, you should know that he will scam anyone. That's why even when Melania is at home, she still takes her purse with her to the bathroom. "I'm going pee-pee now. Credit card comes with me, Donald." Now, you'd probably think that after getting scammed, his supporters would have second thoughts about him, but it turns out some of the victims still say that they are loyal to Donald Trump. I mean, how far does he have to go for these guys to stop believing in him?
"Well, sure, I missed that checkbox that let Trump take my nose, but that's my fault. I would still shake the man's hand if I had a hand, because I missed that checkbox too."
I can't say that I'm surprised that Trump isn't making an effort to get people vaccinated. I mean, the man barely did his job when he had his job. You think he's gonna start working now for free? But the funny thing is that even while Trump seems totally uninterested in promoting the vaccine, he's very interested in getting credit for it.
The former president isn't staying silent, of course. He released a statement about the vaccine. Quote, "I hope that everyone remembers when they're getting the COVID-19, often referred to as the China virus vaccine, that if I wasn't president, you wouldn't be getting that beautiful shot for 5 years at best, and probably wouldn't be getting it at all. I hope everyone remembers."
Oh, man. Oh, this dude, man, he misses Twitter so much. Because, like, he used to be in the mix so hard all the time. Now he just gets to issue a statement every week like, "Does anyone remember me? Hello? I was the Covfefe guy. We had good times. Remember me? Covfefe." And look, I get where Trump is coming from. Right? The vaccines were a scientific miracle developed in record time on his watch. You cannot deny that. But that's what makes it so weird that he's not out there promoting the vaccine. Like when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, he went and held the trophy and celebrated with his team. He wasn't like, "Yo, I'm gonna sneak out the back. Don't tell anybody I was here." Donald Jobless Trump. And for anyone wondering if Trump is still worshipped by his people, well, this might answer your question.
Take a look at this. This is in the convention center hallways, and it is a fairly large statue of Donald Trump made of gold. You can see there he's in a suit as well as an American flag with shorts, and it certainly has been getting a lot of attention, a lot of people posing with the statue. But I think, if anything, it gives us a better idea of the kind of crowd that's here at CPAC.
Holy shit, guys. Did you see that thing? Oh, man. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. I get it. It's a golden idol and blasphemous and all of that, blah, blah, blah. But guys, why is it wearing flip-flops and holding a magic wand? I mean, do you know how hard it is to make Donald Trump look weirder than he already is? Like, it doesn't even look like Trump. It looks like King Midas dry-humped a Bob's Big Boy. I mean, so yeah, that statue looks dumb, but still, everyone at CPAC was excited to take pictures with it, especially Eric.
"This is the closest we've ever been in a long time, Dad."
"Look, I know I'm just a gold statue, but get the hell away from me, you creepy looking freak."
Now, as exciting as gold-plated Hobbit Trump is, the statue was no match for the real thing. And everyone hoping that Trump would come on stage and play his hits, well, they were definitely not disappointed.
"We have a very sick and corrupt electoral process that must be fixed immediately. This election was rigged, and the Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it. They didn't have the courage, the Supreme Court."
"You take a look at the votes. When you have more votes than you have people,
that's a problem, right? Is that a problem?
In Pennsylvania, they had hundreds of thousands of more votes than they had people voting. What's that all about? What's that all about? Cheating, they say."
"Yeah, I'd say so.
But it's one of those things. But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay? Beat them for a third time."
I've watched CPAC and WandaVision this weekend, and I'm not sure which characters are living in a more warped reality. And look, Trump is always going to insist that he won. He's hopeless. I get that. But for the rest of the conservatives in that room, someone is going to need to step up and have the balls to tell them that their candidate lost and that they need to grow up and accept that. And I think, Carly, you were going to tell them that, right? Carly?
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
In the wake of the Capitol riots and the ensuing impeachment, a split has emerged in the party between Trump loyalists and traditional conservatives like Mitch McConnell, who blamed Trump for the riots and basically called for him to be charged with crimes. Well, now Trump is striking back.
Former President Trump is lashing out at Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
In a statement, Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again.
And CNN is learning this statement was actually watered down. It included saying that McConnell had, quote, too many chins and not enough brain.
Okay, you know what? How dare you, Donald? Mitch McConnell does not have multiple chins, okay? He doesn't have any chins. He has a neck sack that he developed to store air so that he can breathe underwater. Learn some biology. But also, damn, this is some fancy trash talk. Dour, sullen. I think this proves that social media makes you dumber. I mean, Trump's been off Twitter for what, a couple of weeks? And all of a sudden he's already learning a new SAT word a day? He also called Mitch McConnell unsmiling, which is just such classic Trump. No matter who you are, Trump will find a way to sexually harass you.
Mitch, you're a failure, a disaster for the party. And why don't you smile more, baby? Come on, show us a little smile.
But you can really tell that the rift in the Republican Party is getting serious. And honestly, if it comes down to Trump versus Mitch, I don't know, man, my money's on Trump. Because have you ever seen a rabid Mitch McConnell supporter? No, because they don't exist. Even Mitch is like,
look, I can take me or leave me.
It's no secret that Donald Trump's transition out of office was a painful one. He caused a major rift in the GOP, but his relationship with the GOP isn't the only one that's been strained. You see, there was another organization that played an equally important role in Trump's political rise, Fox News. For 4 years, they treated Trump the way a white lady treats her dog. He was a good boy, and if he peed on you, it was your fault. And the love was mutual. But sometime between Trump's campaign for re-election and his campaign for insurrection, the relationship went south.
Today, President Trump is taking on Fox News, as you see right here, retweeting days-old replies, bashing the channel, and suggesting that Fox is to blame for his defeat.
I don't know what the hell happened to Fox, huh? What happened to Fox? Boy, oh boy.
President Trump is blasting Fox News, suggesting it has become another, quote, mainstream media outlet. Now, this is as the president took to Twitter Wednesday to say that watching the channel is almost as bad as watching fake news CNN.
We have a lot of support. You'd be amazed. We have a lot of support. So many people we have as supporters outside of just, you know, our Fox News, which... You know, I have my own little difficulties with, if you want to know the truth.
No, Fox is very disappointing that Fox puts on this. This would not have happened with Roger Ailes, I can tell you that.
I've got to be honest, it was so weird to see Trump turn on Fox News because they were so loyal to him. They put their necks on the line for him again and again, even when they didn't have much neck to begin with. But now, it looks like this love affair is over. And even though Trump's been married 3 times, this might be the biggest breakup of his life. And we can't wait for the courtroom drama that this is going to inspire.
They were the perfect match, but the love didn't last. This year, get ready for the divorce trial of the century.
All right. We will now hear the case of Donald J. Trump versus Fox News. I understand both parties are requesting a divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, if by irreconcilable differences you mean backstabbing buttheads.
Here we go. Your Honor, my client has suffered too long with a lying, racist partner who incites insurrection. They want to find a lying, racist partner who doesn't incite insurrection.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, my client spent 4 years promoting Fox News shows wherever he went. Rallies, international summits, other Fox News shows. And what did Fox News do in return? They refused to call the 2020 election for him just because Joe Biden won it.
That's a good point.
This betrayal has inflicted emotional, physical, and dietary harm. It made him sad, and he eats junk food when he's sad, and when he's happy, and when he feels nothing, but that's irrelevant to this case. Your Honor, I object.
The tension is high, but the stakes are even higher.
All right, let's get down to business. Start splitting up these big, juicy assets. Counselor?
He's keeping the Republican Party.
Absolutely not. That was Fox's property prior to the relationship. He can have the MAGA base only. I'm talking the Trump tattoo-having, felony live-streaming base, the ones who haven't combed their beards since the mid-90s.
That's not fair. None of those riders will even be able to vote from jail in the next election. We want the whole party. Mr. Trump invested substantial resources into overhauling the GOP. Renovations, upgrades, spine removal. Who do you think paid for Mitch McConnell's Brazilian butt lift?
I knew that thing was fake.
A breakup this messy affects the whole family.
All right, let's talk custody. I see here there are 6 children. Wait, I thought Trump only had 5 kids. Is there a secret love child y'all ain't telling me about?
No, the petition doesn't refer to Mr. Trump's biological children. Rather, we're asking for custody of Steve, Ainsley, Brian, Tucker, Laura, and Sean, the ones he loves.
Your Honor, Mr. Trump's lifestyle simply can't give them the stability they need to thrive. Especially little Brian Kilmeade. I mean, he doesn't even understand what's going on.
This verdict will be the most anticipated result in our lifetimes.
Before I get to my decision, I'd like to implore both parties to remember what this relationship used to be. This relationship was founded on love, trust, and common interests that Mr. Trump and Fox shared, you know, like wealth and NDAs. But ultimately, this case comes down to one thing. Whoever gave me the biggest bribe. So this court hereby rules in favor of...
Coming soon to a courtroom near you.
Ooh, I can't wait to watch.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.